I don't know what sexy is, and neither do they. It's time for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
And Charles Lindbergh is a woman.
Yep.
Matt.
We're drinking coffee here in Africa.
I've got the grounds and it Folgers crystals too.
Folgers crystals, is that even still a thing?
Sure it's a thing. How dare you?
I thought they discontinued the crystals long ago.
No, people love the crystals. That's where all the flavor's hiding.
I could use some crystal meth. I'm just kidding. I don't know where that came from.
That just came out. Sometimes when you're hosting a show, the truth comes out. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. The truth. This show has the truth. If you are looking for the truth, you have found it.
The whole fat truth and nothing but the fat truth.
Nothing but the fat butt truth. And I'm Cliff, and this is Kendall. We're an internet talk show slash...
And well, I thought you were going to say, we'll see you next week.
Radio filler program. No, moron. The show is only just beginning.
Ooh, ouch. Did we say we're in Africa? I sang the song, but I don't know if it came through.
We're in Cape Town, South Africa.
Isn't it beautiful here? Don't you feel like you're just... on the plains of Africa.
I love it. I never want to leave. Sometimes you get to a place like this and it's like, why do we have to hurry off so quickly and go to the next city because it's so beautiful?
I know. I want to go on a safari while we're in Africa. Are those nearby?
Oh, Kendall, invest in a map.
I don't have
this one. Is a show about coffee. First and foremost. Isn't it? That's the topic.
Yes, it is.
Do you love it?
Do you love coffee?
Do you love it?
I love it. You know I do. I drink so much every morning. I'm trying to cut back so I don't get dehydrated.
Yeah.
It's so hot here.
It is hot here. I like iced coffee, though.
No. That is a mortal sin to drink iced coffee.
God. Oh, yes. I love the iced coffee.
I'll drink a frappuccino with whipped cream on top, but if you were talking about just straight up cold coffee... that's like just letting your coffee sit all day and get cold.
Well, no, because you put ice in it and you make it very cold. It's not room temperature coffee.
Oh, no. I rebuke thee, Satan.
Well, this is our last show. We never knew it would be over ice or not iced coffee, but here it is.
We're the great debaters.
Oh. But oh my God, Kendall.
Oh my goodness, dear.
Oh, yes.
Goodness, isn't it wonderful here? These people are so wonderful here.
Fun, dear.
We haven't even told the listeners where we're at. We're at a punk rock concert.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, isn't it wonderful? I never thought I would like punk rock.
No, you know, ever since I turned down my hearing aids, I hear the most pleasant thumping. Oh, I love it. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I saw you dancing a moment earlier.
Well, yeah,
you know those moves we learned.
Oh yes.
What now? Why don't you explain, Mrs. Spotted Butter Turn, why we're at a punk rock concert?
I know it's such a funny place for us to be. We've never been to one before as a show family.
Well, there's a first time for everything, isn't there, dear?
Oh, blessed be to the Lord, of course.
Quite right, dear. Quite right, Daffodil. Anyway, yes, dear, we were... I did my wry speech in the town square, and there was a few people here that really loved it from a punk rock band, and they invited us over to the show. And how can you turn down an invitation like that?
They were big fans, boys. I don't doubt that they might ask you to appear on their next record album, dear.
Well, only if I can have my doilies on the photo on the front cover.
But now this band is called Poison Toothpaste, right?
Yes, dear. Isn't that a clever name?
I think it's clever. I like it.
Oh, and they really know how to boogie, don't they? Oh, yes.
Oh, they are boogieing down. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know if I'm seeing things or
if I maybe did accidentally ingest some crystal meth, but am I seeing a donkey over there?
Okay, see, I'm glad I said for you to go ahead, because I was going to say the same thing, except for about the crystal meth, because I know all I'm rolling on is a Zima from inside the rock club, so.
Dear, I can explain, dear, I can explain. Yes, dear, I inherited that donkey, dear, from an old cousin of mine in Busheltown. You see, she passed away and sent it months ago.
So sad.
Oh, it was sad, dear.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that person long time ago.
Yes, it's been in the mail ever since, dear. It took a long time to find us on the ride.
The donkey? Here. They mailed you the donkey?
Yes, dear, there were air holes and everything, dear, but it was very taken care of.
You know, they entrusted her to take care of it after the death. Yes, oh, my. It is such a warm feeling for you, dear.
No, it's wonderful to have us a pet, dear. So now we have a donkey among us.
I think Funky and Opie are going to really love it. Oh, and I think that they'll really bond.
No, dear, think of all the learning experiences they could have, learning about donkeys and wildlife.
Oh, my. It's a real trip to nature. What a wonderful event. Oh, yes.
Well, where are we going to keep that donkey?
Oh, my, well, maybe they can tie it up to, you know, your room. Maybe you have a little extra room in your motel room, don't you, Kendall?
Dear, you have plenty of room, Kendall. We can put it there. That's a wonderful idea.
We'll tie it to that towel rack that you were showing me earlier today, boy. Perfect.
Can we put it in Charles's room?
Oh, no.
It already smells like a livestock area.
He's got all of our extra luggage in his room, no room in there.
All right, well, I guess it's settled. We're putting the ass in my room.
Oh, dear. Come on, dear. We have to go. They're calling you back inside. The poison toothpaste, they want you to appear on stage.
Oh, I'm coming, dear. I'm coming. Hold on.
Okay, well, I never would have thought Mrs. Bada 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 Churn would love punk rock so much.
Hey, you know, keep your mind open, 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 open.
I do. Look, that, I cannot believe they have a donkey.
What? How are we going to keep this donkey with us on this tour? What in the hell?
I don't know. Is it going to fit in the car? Or in the bus? We don't have a bus anymore. Oh my god, maybe we can get a real Sass Express again.
Kendall, speaking of your terrible dreams, coffee, did you know this?
Yes.
During the American Civil War, soldiers who were craving coffee, they couldn't get it, they tried roasting sweet potatoes and corn to make a beverage similar to coffee.
What?
But it just turned out to be soup. Kendall, I know you love him, Beethoven.
Love it.
Roll over, Beethoven. And you know what Beethoven did when he would roll over? He counted the number of coffee beans he used to make his coffee. He insisted upon a 60-bean roast. Can you believe it?
Well, I can appreciate his level of detail to a perfect cup of coffee. So
appreciation.
His perfection ceases or never ceases. Music and with coffee. Cliff, do you know what the first webcam watched?
Naked sorority girls.
No, it was a good close guess, but it was a coffee pot.
A coffee pot?
Yes, can you believe that?
Why? What was there to see?
I don't know. Back when the webcams first came out, they were like, what are we going to watch? We're like, I don't know. I guess we can watch that coffee cup. A coffee pot.
I guess we could watch a coffee pot. Wow, that's naturally the first thing I would think of. Kendall, in Turkey, that old country, the bridegroom was once required to make a vow during the wedding to always make sure to provide their wives with what? But coffee. And if they didn't do it, Kendall, it was grounds for a divorce.
Grounds.
Love it. Sorry.
Now, Kendall,
I enjoyed that so much.
You're just still laughing about it. Kendall, coffee, tree bushes, can you even imagine how long they live? Do you know?
Well, all that caffeine, it must go on for years and years. 30 years.
Double it, 60 to 70 years, Kendall.
Who would have thought? 60 years.
Not
if I'm around and I'm taking those beans.
I know, you'd be double brewing it. Double brewing it.
But do you know what the world's coffee capital is?
The world's coffee capital? Would that be Nescafe, Germany?
It's Finland.
Finland?
Yeah, they don't produce any beans of their own, but citizens drink a lot of that stuff there, and more than any other country in the world.
Oh, they love that hot bean juice.
They gotta wake up.
They gotta wake up. Kendall, you know what? Big time interrogation. Hope this isn't too personal. Kendall, what drink is the only drink on Earth more popular than coffee?
Well, I know it's not water. Coca-Cola?
Wrong-o. It's water, you idiot.
Oh, I was thinking of for me. I should have meant for everybody else. Do you know if you worked at CIA headquarters, you could still stand in line and get you Starbucks? They have one right there inside of CIA.
Inside this, and everybody probably uses a secret code to pay.
Maybe.
Maybe far away, or maybe real nearby. He might be pouring her coffee.
He may be straightening his tie.
Is that not just one of the great songs?
I love it. I listened to it just the other day, actually.
I love that song. I've performed it live many a time for the people who remember my famous engagements at Hanky's Books and Bait back in Busheltown.
How could we forget? How could we forget? I was listening the other day. I had this moment where Charles was like bathing in the sink. Of course, he came into my room to do it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh God, when will this day end? And I started thinking about the song Tomorrow.
Oh.
And so, of course, I had to listen to it. And then that just prompted the whole soundtrack. And I had to listen to all of them.
And I mean, when you really think about it, the Annie movie, it's got Carol Burnett and Tim Curry and Bernadette Peters. So who?
All the great.
How could you quibble? Kendall, it is time. And that's my first shout out. It's time for shout outs.
Shout it on out.
These are the things we are shouting about.
Shouting about.
Come on.
I'm talking to you, Cliff. Come on.
Shouting out to Annie.
Shout out to Annie. I got a shout out for you, Cliff. I want to shout out to the air crew on our last flight coming over here.
Oh.
The woman that was sitting next to me, she didn't do that. She was yelling at the stewardess, saying that those two boys need extra seats, and it was only me.
Mm.
And so they quietly moved her to another seat, and I had two seats. So shout out to them.
Shout out to them. What is with people just going off on other people, telling them what to do? What is that all about?
I don't know. I'm just trying to sit there and have my chips and be quiet.
Kendall, thank you for that beautiful sentiment that you just shared with us. And I want to shout out to the streaming services. Because, yes, there are many things wrong with them. And they do a lot of terrible harm. But they also give us great things that we haven't seen in a while. Kendall, I just rewatched all the streaming episodes of Sybil. Do you remember Sybil from the 90s, the show?
I do remember. What did Sybil do? I can't remember.
She was an actress.
Oh, yeah. I was. Okay.
And so I think that's why I loved it when I was a teenager, because I felt like I was a middle-aged actress. And so.
And we still think we are.
Yeah. But Sybil's so wonderful. I'm still going back and rewatching them. They're just too good. But one of those things that just makes you mad as hell, where you don't want to take it anymore. They canceled it after To Be Continued.
Oh, that is the worst.
Although, even though it was brutally cut short, which is why I want to start a chant. Next time you're in a big crowded room, everybody start this chant. Reboot Sybil. Reboot Sybil. And it'll just grow and grow.
They might as well.
I think that they will, because it'd be better and would work out better than some things.
Yeah.
But it was canceled after A To Be Continued, where Sybil and her best friend Marianne had just been arrested for the murder of Marianne's ex-husband.
And then they rotted in jail.
And then it's only presumed that they got the death penalty, because we never saw them again. But I want to shout out to Sybil!
Second that shout out. But can we just go ahead and tell Hollywood to just go ahead and decide whenever there's a show canceled, they have to do one more episode to just tie everything up.
I could talk about Sybil for several more hours.
Well,
but okay,
we've already gone on so long.
Yeah.
So I'll give a shout out to you to Jenny's Juggling Emporium, Cliff.
Whoa.
They got me those emergency balls for my emergency juggling routine that I did right after Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn speech. I thought the punk rock band would love it. They didn't.
Kendall, I want to shout out to my old pals. Back in Busheltown at the Busheltown Rainbow Flag Coalition, you know, Gay Pride Month just ended not long ago.
Oh, we missed.
And I was, of course, not there and missed the big Gay Pride Parade in Busheltown. The Grand Marshal was, of course, Dolores from KPSH.
Oh, Dolores.
Dolores.
She was there, and also co-grand marshal was Regina, the lesbian skunk from Flappy and Friends, the TV show.
Mm-hmm. Love her.
And I wish I could have been there so much, because that would have been so much fun. Now, what I did do was I FedExed Dolores a few CDs of me singing like a pride anthem. And so I'm assuming that she played it during the parade, so it's like I was there. But
sure that happened.
I'm still waiting on confirmation.
Well, as long as I wasn't on the CD, she probably did.
Well, you weren't. And so, but now one thing Mr. Snudbottom and I, who is on his way over here, and I'm not liking that look in his eye, I got him to agree that every other download of this show, I'm going to attach the Gay Pride Anthem that I recorded, okay?
All right.
You have to wait till the end of this show, and if it's there, you won and lucked out, but if it's not, ooh, snake eyes.
You're going to have to listen to another one.
You have to download another and another until you find one. But why are they coming in here? They're about to bust in.
Oh, my goodness, dear.
Oh, my.
Yeah, did you see what that donkey did, dear? He ate all the flowers off my hat.
Oh, dear. Oh, my goodness. What is he going to do? I hope he doesn't have a bowel problem.
Oh, dear, I'm sure he will after eating all those flowers. It's terrible, dear. Well, I just heard from the lawyer, dear, and they said a monetary stipend is coming with the donkey, dear, and we have to raise it until it dies, dear, to be able to get that money.
Oh, my. We better go protect it, Sugar Lump. Oh, dear.
Don't let it eat any more flowers.
Oh, no. I wouldn't want it to have an upset tummy.
Oh, dear, you're quite right. That could be terrible. What's that? Donkey! What's his name? Who even named him?
Oh, my God. Oh, Kendall, we got to go over there and help them out. Let's take a break.
All right, what a donkey's eat.
This has been a great show so far, and I'm told it only gets better. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Now, kids, here's a sign that says, "Hey, kids, tell everybody it's your duty to vote." Well, now, boys and girls, I want you all to remind your moms and dads that you have to be registered in order to vote. So, kids, make sure that your moms and dads check the registration days in your community. Remember, boys and girls, it's their duty and privilege to vote.
Did someone say, "Show me the funny"? It doesn't matter now. Here come Cliff and Kendall.
Welcome back. I was doing a remix over here for you.
What? Welcome back.
Wickety, 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 welcome.
I think you've had too much coffee.
I've just had so many Zimas because it's 3-for-1 inside this, punk rock club. I was in there jamming out.
They're loving it.
Poison toothpaste. And, they have these crazy pyrotechnics and all kind of stuff going on.
Yeah, I don't think you should have given any Zima to the donkey. He's just eating or drinking anything.
It's a clear. It's okay if it's clear, right?
It's just like water, I'm sure.
Yeah, it means it's water-based. Kendall, coffee is the second most popular beverage on Earth. This is a pop quiz. Do you remember what the first most popular one is?
Gasoline?
No.
Water.
Water. Ooh, water. Kendall, most of us don't know that coffee was originally a food and not a drink, but now we are enlightened.
What? Well, you just chew on some coffee?
You just chew on it. Well, it used to be much thicker, and they'd bake it into a crust.
But do you know, I got some breaking news here. It's going to knock your socks off. Chocked full of nuts coffee has no nuts in it.
Arr! you're shitting me. Where do they get the title?
It's named for a chain of nut stores the founder converted into coffee shops. They were just like, let's just go into this old nut store and sell some coffee. We'll call it Chuck Full of Nuts.
Kendall, flashback to the terrible 1600s. Women, they were prohibited from entering the first coffee house when it was opened in England in 1652. Can you believe this?
What a bunch of bullshit.
Don't you want to go and just lead a protest?
Bring back the coffee.
Yeah, that would be an unrelated slogan, but yes. Kendall, what? I've had Zima, and so that's my excuse. But you're over here off the sauce, and nobody knows what a goddamn thing you're talking about.
Well, I was chewing those beans earlier. I thought they were coffee beans. I think something else was in them.
Oh, Kendall, those weren't beans. Those were donkey droppings over there.
Oh, Cliff, what? What? Charles told me they were coffee beans.
Speaking of what? What the food?
What? What the food? That was not food.
No, that wasn't food. That was not food. But are you ready for what the food?
I'm ready.
Kendall, Casanova ate 50 of what each morning to increase his potency?
Donkey droppings. No. Coffee beans.
No! Neither. Oysters. 50 oysters.
Ugh. Oysters. I'd rather eat donkey droppings.
Oh, well, you just did. So congratulations. I know. Sticking to your principles.
Cliff, ounce for ounce, nutritious food cost what percentage more than its unhealthy version?
40%.
No, it costs 10% more.
Oh, well, it seems like 40%.
It might as well be 100.
Might as well be. I mean, when you're talking like that. Kendall, during any month, 36% of Americans eat what for breakfast?
Pancakes.
Oh, close.
Cold pizza.
Cold pizza. That's such a low percentage.
I know. Most of the percentage is us, I think.
I would have thought, well, it's surely not cold pizza, because that's like 98%. Cliff, what is...
Ironclad
what
logic.
Is the 50, what does the 57 on the Heinz bottle represent?
It was the 57th Heinz product.
No.
No.
It was the number of pickles the company once had.
Are you f***ing kidding me? Pickles?
Nope.
Listeners, please write a harshly worded letter to Heinz and tell them what is up.
Change it.
Kendall, what do McDonald's and Burger King put on their French fries to give them a brown color?
Lard.
Oh, close. Sugar, sugar. Oh, honey,
sugar.
Honey, sugar. You wonder why those fries are so good? Because they're f***ing dipped in sugar.
Well, damn it. No wonder I was so addicted to them as a child. And then I dipped them in more sugar.
That's right. You should have just eaten a big bowl of sugar.
Well, that's what I had for dessert. Cliff, what do you call a cluster of bananas?
A cluster f***.
No, you would think. But it's called
a hand.
Yes.
I know. I knew
give
it.
Give him
I was
a hand.
Giving you a joke answer first, but I really didn't know. All right, Kendall, finally for you from me. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What does Moussaka literally mean?
I don't know why I want to get this so bad. I know I won't.
I don't know either, because there's just no chance.
Cold coffee.
Oh, close. It means moistened.
Moistened. Oh.
All right, that's all I'm at WTF and you, Kendall.
All right, that's all I'm what WTF and you too.
Oh, terrible news. Oh,
oh my God. What is it? Oh, dear, it's awful. The donkey has eaten the pyrotechnics, dear, from the show. What?
Oh, he's eaten a large pile of dynamite.
Oh, my God, dynamite. Dude,
it's terrible. What if he explodes, dear? What if he explodes?
Oh, well, y'all have to go make sure that he doesn't walk into anything really hard or, like, take off running too fast or something.
Yeah, look at all those people, like, jumping up and down in a mosh pit near him. You should let him get near that.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness, dear. We must stop them.
Oh, Sugarlump, what if this loud rock music sets off the dynamite in the donkey's bowl?
Oh, my goodness, dear. We should take him outside at once. Just, yes, don't get too close. Have Charles take him outside. Oh, that's a good idea. Dear. That's a good idea.
Good idea.
now it is time for another segment called...
Time to help some people.
For once in this episode. Dear Cliff and Kendall, are you ready?
I thought if you wanted to... They're like, if you really want to help people, just turn it off.
Wrap this shit up already.
Cliff, I'm ready. I've got a letter over here.
All right, let me have it.
I can... All right, here we go. Open it up here. All right. Dear Cliff and Kendall, my boyfriend and I have been dating for a year and a half. We're planning on moving to California together in a few months. I flew to Monterey to job hunt, and he is supposed to be flying in soon. However, last night I found that he and his buddy went to a strip club.
Uh-oh.
My boyfriend knows I'm uncomfortable with him going to strip clubs, and he assured me that they would not be going when we spoke on the phone earlier this evening.
Uh-oh.
He says I'm controlling and childish and being angry at him, and I told him either me or the strip clubs, mostly just to see how he would react.
Uh-oh.
His response was his freedom of choice is very important to him. I even went as far as to say that if he feels the need to go to strip clubs, then I would start stripping on the side to spite him.
Uh-oh.
I'm tempted to cancel his ticket to California. I don't want him flying here if we're just going to fight. Is this situation worth the cost of a relationship? How do I deal with someone so stubborn to the point he can't see when he's in the wrong? Cliff and Kendall, is he in the wrong?
No. Break up. All right. I've got a letter over here.
Break it up.
And I mean, right. Do you have different advice? Break up. That couple's never going to stay together.
No, it was very concise.
I'm thinking of being concise over here, Kendall. This is me opening the letter. This is what the letter sounds like as I open it. There we go. All right, here's what it says, though. Oh, God, look, it starts like this. Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Didn't see that one coming.
I love my mother very much. However, during the past few years, she has changed drastically. My siblings and I, we're at a loss as to what to do. A few years ago, my parents found a new hobby, motorcycling.
Didn't see that one coming.
My 50-something parents are now the proud owners of a big fat hog. And I mean a motorcycle, living candle.
Didn't see that one coming.
And they're having the time of their lives. The problem is, my mother has changed her physical appearance. She now wears her hair halfway to her ass, permed and bleached a strange shade of yellow.
Didn't see that one coming.
She wears only clothing that says Ed Hardy on it, and these shirts are not designed for girls in their 20s, maybe not for women in their 50s. Cliff and Kendall, come on, should I say something? It's so embarrassing. Should I tell her I want to see her dress like my mother, not like some leather biker queen?
Didn't see that one coming.
Cliff and Kendall, it has reached the point that I don't invite her places because I'm afraid she'll show up looking like the damn Fonz. How can I respond appropriately? Oh my gosh, help me out, Cliff and Kendall. And that is signed Buggin' in Busheltown. Help them out.
I'll tell Buggin' in Busheltown to get over it. Didn't see that one coming. Your mother has put up with you her whole life. She can do whatever she wants to now.
Oh, these.
I see Charles walking out with the donkey.
Why does he have...
Thank God, he's far away from here.
He is, but why does he have a muffin with lit birthday candles on it?
What, Charles? Do not get out. He better get out of this place. Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Did you see that?
Oh, the donkey.
Oh my, what happened?
It exploded. Oh my.
Dude, there's donkey everywhere.
Oh, everywhere.
Oh my God.
Oh no, this is just. Oh.
Wait, is Charles okay?
Oh, yes, of course, he's fine. Oh. He ducked behind a chair at the last moment.
Goodness.
Oh, praise Christ. Oh, with the donkey's gone, boys.
Oh,
Funky and Opie, their pet donkey. Oh, no.
What are we going to tell the children?
Oh, we've got to think of something, dear. Oh, let's go back. Let's go buy them some candy.
Oh, that's a good idea, dear. And wash these donkey guts off.
Oh, yes, we're going to send these garments to the dry cleaners, girl.
It's crock pot at the crock pot. You have the time stick.
Oh,
oh my God. This is a look. Oh, now the whole thing is disbanded. All the punk rockers are leaving. They got donkey stuff all over them. This is terrible.
Oh, you would have thought that they would love it. But no, they were grossed out.
You would think the punk rockers would love donkey guts all over them.
I would. I would think that'd be on top of their Christmas list, but now we know different.
We've learned.
You live, you learn.
Cliff, did you know that in the future one day, coffee might even fuel our car?
I want one of our listeners, you just go out, pour a latte in your engine, and tell us what happens.
When I go get gas at the gas station, I was like, pour it in my mouth, and then put some in the car, and then put a little more in my mouth.
Oh, Kendall, I've got to go. I can't stand seeing all of this. They're starting to mop up this blood and guts from the floor in here, and there's just a big pile of entrails over there.
Yeah, so do you have a quote before we go?
I do, Kendall. Here's a quote for you. Some people handle the truth carelessly. Others never touch it at all. And that was said by an unknown Arthur. Did you know this?
Maybe it's because they can't handle the truth.
They can't handle it. Kendall, also, all cruelty springs from weakness. And that was said, Winnica? I don't know, but it was said by Seneca.
Seneca, oh. Wonderful quote.
And what about you? Do you have a quote up under your bonnet?
You know I do. Let me just take my bonnet off here real quick.
No, I do.
I like coffee because it gives me the illusion that I might be awake. That was Lewis Black. Cliff, let's get the hell out of here before they start coming over here with all those intros.
Oh, we're going to have to. I just can't. Oh, Kendall, don't step on that eyeball.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Sitting here eating my heart out hungry, waiting for some pizza, that's all. Ordered me a big old pie all my own, almost chewed the phone off the wall. Looking for some hot stuff, baby, this evening. I need some hot stuff, baby, tonight. I want some hot stuff, baby, this evening. Gotta have some hot stuff, gotta have pizza tonight. I need hot stuff. I want some pizza. I need hot pizza. Hello, Busseltown Fried. What do you like on your pizza? I like pineapple. Some people don't like it. They get really, really adamant about how much they don't like it. I tell them to just shove it. Looking for a pizza boy who's bringing me his hot pie before it turns cold. Not gonna share my extra cheese with no one, putting every slice in my face hole. I gotta have some hot stuff, baby, this evening. I need some hot stuff, baby, tonight. I want some hot stuff, baby, this evening. I gotta have some hot stuff, got to have pizza tonight. I need pizza. I need hot pizza. You know, hot pizza gives me that satisfaction. Comes with some pizza action. Oh, I couldn't get enough, so I had to self-destruct. Oh, the cheese was on. Cover the top. It was so darn tasty. And then my stomach started to pop. I heard somebody say, burn, baby, burn. Pizza inferno. Burn that mother down. Burn, baby, burn. Pizza inferno. Burn that mother down. Pizza inferno. Burn that mother down. Inferno. Hot pizza, hot pizza, hot pizza, hot, 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 hot stuff. Hot, hot, hot. Looking for some hot, 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 hot stuff. Hot, 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 hot. Looking for some pizza.
pizza, baby, this evening. I need pizza, baby, tonight. I need pizza, baby, this evening. Gotta have hot pizza tonight. Thank you, Busheltown Pride goers. God bless you.
End of recording.
Reboot Sybil. Reboot Sybil. Reboot Sybil. Reboot Sybil.